Extraordinary, a period of significant uncertainty, a very severe impact. That's a flavour of the response from members of the Cabinet this morning when asked about the potential impact of a substantial hike in US taxes on imports from the European Union. There have also been repeated warnings from a range of government figures that the rate of increase in current spending will have to be reined in. The Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, told today's Cabinet meeting that spending up to the end of June was 8.3% greater than in the first 6 months of last year. And he's with us now in studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
At the moment, you're working obviously on one set of projections, but if the United States does introduce this threatened 30% tariff, will there have to be further restrictions on spending?
So the risks are exceptionally high, and we know that the threat of a 30% tariff on EU imports into the US would be really serious in the context of the Irish economy, would have a severe impact on growth, could result in significant job losses, and would really disrupt the international trading environment upon which the Irish economy is built that has ensured growth and prosperity over many years. So that is a significant risk in the context of budgetary planning, and that's why fiscal restraint will be really important, particularly as we plan for budget 2020. And within that, we need to see a moderation of current expenditure. And also, we need to significantly address the infrastructure deficit that exists within the Irish economy. And that's why, notwithstanding the broader economic risks that exist, as a government, we're really clear on the need to utilise the review of the National Development Plan to really drive investment and transform infrastructure in our economy. And we'll set out that ambition next week in the measures that we take to support the advancement of transport, energy and housing infrastructure in particular.
And we can come to that plan in a moment, but just staying with tariffs, first of all, is a 10% import tax, is that now really the best that the EU can hope for?
Well, there was obviously significant discussions, and there was a sense that we were getting to a point of a possible agreement last week when obviously the President of the US decided to increase the bar to 30%. And that really changes everything. It changes everything in the context of the trading relationship between the EU and the US. And we know from the Department of Finance that a 10% tariff would slow jobs growth and would also impact overall growth within the Irish economy. 30% would have much more severe and deep consequences for Ireland and for jobs within Ireland. And we would have to assess that in the context of our medium-term fiscal planning.
Given though that the UK was given a 10% tariff and that was seen as a good deal, realistically, is 10% the best that's likely to be on offer to the EU?
Well, it's unclear at this point, because obviously we've a 30% has been outlined by the US. We support the negotiation process that's underway and is continuing between the EU and the US, and we're constantly engaged with the European Commission on trying to ensure a mutually beneficial outcome. But 30% would create serious and damaging consequences. But the outworking of a deal is unclear at this point, apart from the serious downside risks that are on the table right now and the need for us to assess that in the context of the Irish economy and the fiscal restraint that is required.
And talking of such restraint, has the government agreed that special cost of living payments are definitely gone?
We will not be doing one-off payments or one-off cost of living payments in this year's budget. We had a series of budgets in the last number of years, obviously through COVID, through the inflationary period where we responded. What we are saying, though, in the context of budget 2026, is that the decisions we take, we want to make sure they're permanent, sustained and sustainable with the broader global uncertainty. And that means we want to protect the most vulnerable, target supports where required. But we're not going to have a budget which has current expenditure set at a particular figure, which we'll agree in over the coming days. And then we sit a number of other one-off measures above that. We've been very clear that one-off measures will not be a feature of budget 2026.
All right. So definitely no more once-off payments or three times payments as they ended up being called.
I think people out there understand the significant risk and the change in global environment. And Ireland's and the relationship that Ireland has with that in the context of global trade. And we need to be really careful that the decisions we make, we can sustain over the medium term, but also respond back to the absolute deficits that exist in the Irish economy and infrastructure in particular. And that's why, as part of this year's budget, the National Development Plan and a new era of investment in infrastructure is the central plank of what will ensure future growth and prosperity for the Irish economy. And that's what's really important to me as part of budgetary planning.
Going back to something you mentioned there, you spoke of a more targeted approach to supports. Are you in favour, for instance, of a second child benefit payment for those most in need?
Well, what I'll be doing with my colleague, Minister Dara Cailleary, is assessing the overall allocation that we'll have available, which we
But is that something that
week.
You would favour?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on single measures in the context of social protection and that policy area, except to say that we really want to make an impact on child poverty, something that Taoiseach really wants to deliver change on in this year's budget. And Minister Cailleary will be working on that in the context of what will be available to government. But we want to have targeted measures, particularly through the social protection system, so we protect the most vulnerable in our society, but also to make sure that the decisions we make, we can sustain into the long term. And it is trying to get that balance right to provide progress in terms of public services and health and education, but also ensure that we invest in infrastructure and the capital needs of our economy to really build growth into the over the coming years.
Isn't there a real danger, though, that scrapping cost of living payments will have a severe impact on those who have the least, because we know that the price of food is going up by twice the general rate of inflation?
I know that's a real issue for many households, and that's why utilising the social protection system that we have is really important in how we plan budget 2026. And that means targeting more measures, and it means utilising the different interventions we can make around affordability of public services, for example, as part of what will be available in budget 2026. But the overall backdrop is important too. And we as a government want to ensure that we have budgetary parameters that are reflective of a changing global environment, and that's the wider context. But of course,
is
we want to.
Is that likely to mean, though, that say increases in social protection payments that they will have to be lower than in recent years?
Well, there will be decisions on how we prioritise different supports and payments, but the level of current expenditure will moderate versus previous years. We've had an overall growth of public of current expenditure of about 9% on average over the last number of years when you take decisions that were made outside of the budgetary process. And what we're very clear on is that we need to return to normal budgetary planning and ensure that the medium-term position is sustainable. But of course, we're coming at this from a position of strength as an economy. We've 2.8 million people at work. We've continued economic growth. But we need to be cognizant of the broader economic risks when we're making decisions. And we want to target our decisions to support those most in need.
All right, back to the revised National Development Plan. As you say, it's due to be published next week. Will it differ significantly from the current plan?
Well, it's going to provide a significant uplift in particularly in areas that we need to have strategic investment in water, in energy, in transport and in housing. We know that Ireland has an infrastructure deficit, and we want to give a strong signal that over a series of years, the funding is there to really drive the delivery of this critical infrastructure that's central to building the prosperity in the future.
Will this then be followed by a revised housing plan? Because that's something that was promised a number of months ago.
So Minister Brown is working on that, and he's taken a series of measures to help support increased housing supply from his decisions he's made in recent weeks. And he said he will set out a further detail on a housing plan towards the autumn. And obviously housing will be the central issue in our wider National Development Plan, but ensuring we've the broader infrastructure, the grid and the water infrastructure that supports the supply of housing across our economy. And we want to drive affordability in housing, but also ensure that we meet the supply needs that I know many families want to see delivered over the coming years.
Obviously, most of your focus is on spending, but on the other side of the balance sheet, will some promises have to be reconsidered? For instance, the pledge to reintroduce a lower VAT rate for restaurants. will that have to be abandoned?
So that's a measure that's in the programme for government, and it was a clear direction given from the programme for government. Minister Donoghue will obviously set out the parameters for the tax package as part of the summer economic statement and as part of wider budgetary planning.
But is everything up for grabs now? Is everything up for negotiation?
Well, that's a measure that's in the programme for government, and we've been clear around its implementation. And we're still,
so there'll be no backtracking on that one.
Well, we're also clear, though, that we're at a position where we can still make progress across many areas that affect people in terms of improving their living standards, investing in public services. We just need to ensure that the decisions we make are sustainable and that ministers prioritise interventions and target measures over the coming years. And it's having that sustainability of public spending and also around tax policy that will frame Budget 2026, in addition to the real transformational investment we want to make in infrastructure. And Minister Dunne, who will set out the wider tax package, obviously, on Budget Day.
One other issue. We're about to talk about the presidency. A couple of candidates have already expressed an interest. No candidate, no real talk so far of any candidate from Fianna Fáil. Should the party have a candidate?
So we're assessing our options and discussing that internally at present. And we'll make a decision on whether we'll have a candidate or not in the early autumn. And that's a matter for, obviously, our parliamentary party to discuss at that point. But we'll obviously assess our options and make a decision then.
Would Micheál Martin make a good candidate?
Micheál Martin is a fantastic Taoiseach and someone who I think we need to lead this government over the coming years.
And you don't see him running then?
I think he's someone very focused on the job of government, and he's an exceptional Taoiseach. I certainly want to see him continue that work, and I believe that's what he wants to do as well. But we'll assess our options in the early autumn and make a decision with our parliamentary party at that point.
Jack Chambers, Minister for Public Expenditure, thank you for joining us.
Thanks
on the News at 1.